This is where we have been. This is how we got here. This is who we are today.
Inside the Herd.
Thanks, Ryan. And Inside the Herd is brought to you by your locally owned Stop and Go food store, some of the best buns in town. And with us now is junior defensive end Kyle Emanuel. And Kyle, I don't know how many people know this or maybe you've done too much bio researching into you, but you used to be a star running back in the day, over 1,000 yards, both in your junior and senior seasons. Do you miss that side of the football at all? It was a little different now that you're a defensive end trying to cream a halfback instead of trying to scamper away from one.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm impressed you knew that, actually. A lot of people here don't believe me when I tell them I played running back. But yeah, I do miss that, actually. I miss getting the ball, but at the same time I think I would miss playing defense as well, so it's kind of a either or type of deal.
And then when you were getting recruited by NDSU, obviously, did they tell you that they were going to put you on the defensive side, possibly a defensive line, or was it more so, hey, we're going to have you come in here, maybe redshirt a first year, see where we need you? So what was Coach Bull's comments to you when they were recruiting you from Nebraska?
Yeah, when I was getting recruited, it was mostly for middle linebacker, and that was pretty consistent with every other school as well. They kind of said, you know, I have a shot at potentially playing, because I believe my first year here we were a little thin at linebacker, and then it just so happened with me and Grant at Mike coming in at the same year, I got bigger, he stayed a little smaller, and it just turned out best for me to move to the D-line.
Moving to the D-line, how have you found yourself fit so far on that first four? I just talk a little bit about what's a day in life of a defensive lineman, especially defensive end here at NDSU.
Well, you know, I think I fit in well. I love playing with these guys, especially I think me and the D-linemen have fun pretty much every day. You know, but it's a grind at the same time. D-line's it's a tough position. I think I found that out my senior year, first time playing it, getting that hand in the dirt. It's actually tiring. It's a lot more tiring than people think, pushing on a 300-pounder. But, you know, I've liked it. I've enjoyed it. And I think for the most part, it's been a good switch for me.
For you guys to play under Coach Kleiman, just talk what it's like every day playing under Coach Kleiman and Coach Bull. How do they get you guys motivated? How do they get you guys repped up to play week in and week out and be this consistent over the last couple of years, Kyle?
Right. Coach Kleiman, he's such a professional. And, you know, he does his homework. He's one of the smartest coaches I think I've ever been around. And he gets us in the right defenses. You know, I think the biggest thing for us is just trusting, you know, especially for me, I trust every week that he's going to put us in the right call. He's going to give us the best game plan to be successful every week.
And then again, Kyle Emanuel with us on the Inside the Herd, brought to you by Stop and Go Food Stores. And Kyle, you know, this year specifically, you're on the defensive line watch list. Just talk a little bit about, once you hear those accolades during the preseason, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for your time here, that even though you're a junior, you're already getting nationally recognized, you know, among the FCS?
Right. I mean, I think it's really humbling. It's a great honor, obviously. But at the end of the day, I care more about the team. But I think it, you know, it just goes to show how hard me and my teammates work. You know, you got to give credit to the D linemen as well, the D tackles. They do a great job. They help me and Cole out a lot. You know, the individual awards, I think it's more of a team thing than anything. And, you know, like I said, it's very humbling and it's just something that is a great honor.
And then when you were getting recruited, what stood out more to NDSU to come to here from Nebraska compared to some of the other colleges and universities that you were getting recruited for football, Kyle?
The biggest thing was just the passion I saw in the fans and the way that this football program was run. Obviously, Nebraska was my first choice and would have been just growing up a Huskers fan. But when I came to NDSU, I kind of felt like it was like a Nebraska, only on a smaller scale. Obviously, the way the fans love their football, the way the coaches approach the game, it just seemed like a good fit for me.
And then for you, Kyle, just talk a little bit about specifically this game this week going up against Illinois State. You know, a 5-4 team, very desperate football team, knowing that they got everything on the line, everything to lose. Their offense has been clicking the last three games, over 32 points per game. Just what do you guys have to do on the front four to stop their ground and pound rush game that they did against last week against Northern Iowa? What do you guys have to do against Illinois State to try to get a W?
They're a team that gets hot at certain times, and I think that's what they are right now. They're a very talented team, very physical. Their offensive line, I think, arguably one of the best we've gone against all year. I mean, it's just going to come back down to execution and tackling like it does every week. You can't really worry too much about what they do. They're a good team. We're a good team. Defensive line, obviously, we got to get a good push up front and then let our linebackers fill in the holes.
And then on top of that, 3 weeks you've been away from the Fargo Dome, two on the road, one on the bye. Just talked about the fans, how nice it's going to be to play in front of 19,000 screaming fans again.
That's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome to have people screaming for us instead of against us like we have on the road a little bit. And we're excited to be back. And I know they're probably excited to have us back. Hopefully it'll be really loud, and we're expecting a great atmosphere.
Just talk a little bit about, Kyle, what are your plans after football? What are you studying right now? What do you plan to do once you are done with NDSU?
You know, I'm studying construction management with a minor in business. Kind of keeps my options open, kind of a broad major right there, and minor I can do with it what I want. I really don't know what I want to do. You know, potentially pursue football. We'll see where that goes. Like you said, I still have a year left, so who knows how that'll work out. But I would like to stay, depending on football, I'd like to stay around Nebraska area, be closer to my family. To be honest, what I do after is really up in the air right now, and I'm just kind of trying to figure it out, I guess.
And then with being a defensive end, you talked about being recruited again as a linebacker potentially. Was it very difficult to move from the middle linebacker being that second front to all of a sudden being on that first front, being on the first floor of the defensive line? Was there a lot of similarities? Any differences for you, Kyle?
You know, playing defensive line, I played a little bit in high school. Linebacker is a little more cerebral, I guess you would say. When I did switch to defensive end, I found it a little easier for me to just kind of go out and play, not have to think so much. I guess that was the biggest difference I saw between linebacker and defensive line.
That was Kyle Emanuel, junior defensive end on Inside the Herd, brought to you by Stop and Go Food Store, some of the best buns in town. Let's kick it back to you, Ryan.